Hi, our guest is welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from everywhere.
South
of the
town.
I'm from everywhere. Virginia. Virginia. Everywhere.
Who the hell are you is? It's frustrating.
Oh, hell no! What the fuck?
This is fucked up.
Go far, go!
Oh my god.
I'm going to Matthew and switching my room.
Little monster.
God damn, you're listening to Foul Monkeys!
Little monster.
Oh!
I'm talking about getting hooked up and some of these guys fucking beg your ass.
Let's see you. I want to teach you.
He's a slut, of course he does.
And I'm back.
Shh. Yeah, stop talking about the parking lot slut.
Stop.
Cochina. That's nasty.
You
can't
headbang too, but you do it in the
parking lot in the car. Oh, shit, love that. You're a headbanger in the parking lot. I love that. I'm a total headbanger, but only in the parking lot, okay? Heavy metal music? No, I don't listen to that. No, I bang my head. Fuck you!
And you.
We're off.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
M. O. N. K. E. Y. I forgot to spell foul.
Yeah. We're just monkeys today. We're not foul.
And apparently retarded.
Yes, we're quite special. So welcome to this show, Foul Monkeys. Yay.
I'm Ricky.
This is China. How are you?
China fucking doctor.
Bitches. Yes.
That's China fine. Doctor who likes to wear gloves.
Yes, China doctor who likes to give them body cavity searches. Yes.
Even without permission.
That's right. I'm like that doctor on Family Guy. I love giving prostate exams.
Speaking of cable.
Tell us, how did you get it?
I have cable now.
Yay.
I can't give away how, but I have it.
Sweet. That is so nice.
For a small fee.
Right, yes. For a small headbanger fee.
No.
Okay. That is so cool.
But now I can start watching Nip Tuck because I love that show.
Oh, God.
Oh, you watch it too?
Hell yeah.
Yes!
Christian?
Oh my god. I heard what's going on.
Oh,
I heard he thinks he's a homosexual.
Oh my god. I would love the homosexual all over that motherfucker. Oh my god. He is fucking hot. God.
Remember last season when they had the eunuch?
Yes.
I thought that guy was hot.
Yes, he was kind of hot. And his sister was hot too.
Oh, I know.
I would have lesbian her in a minute.
What was her name? Kit. Her name was
Yes,
Kit.
Yes, Kit.
Mm-hmm. And she was always on the show. She's like, where is Kimba?
Yes. Where is Kimba? And poor Kimber.
Mm.
Poor girl. I feel so sorry for her.
That girl's all fucked up.
I know. She got the shit fucked up.
So, China. Now, that means we have to have a Nip Tuck update.
Hell
every
fucking
week.
Yeah.
Every week?
Hell yeah.
So we watch it on Tuesday. We record on, when do we record? Thursday.
Thursday.
That's and then that'll be uploaded on Sunday. I don't know.
Well, but they're going to be like behind because since we're stacking up.
Oh, you know
what would be fun?
What?
To check into that Skype cast and do a special show on, like, Tuesday night after Nip Tuck's over with.
I'm sorry, you kind of sounded like a robot there. What was that?
Take us to your leader. I was going to suggest that maybe, since, well, damn, I like that idea, but right now, since we're stacking up on our shows, they're not going to be like, you know, by the time the one comes out, it might be a week or two late.
Well, maybe we need to upload on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
It's way too much work. But I was thinking that maybe if we could figure this Skype cast thing out that I told you about, that maybe we could do like a live Skype cast show on, like, say...
Is that what that is, live?
Well, basically what it is a, they say you can get up to 100 people on a, quote, conference call, if you will. But the person who starts the Skype cast controls, who basically controls mics. Like it could be set up that you and I are the only ones that whose mics aren't muted, right? Yeah, everybody else can listen, but they can't say anything.
Oh, that would be cool.
They could type in and say, like, you know, I'd like to say something, or, you know, have a question or whatever. But
so that means that we could, we would put a note on the website that says, on Wednesday at such and such time, we're having a live show.
Right. Yes.
Awesome. But everybody has to have... Skype. No, not everybody has to have Skype. They just have to have a phone that we can call them at, right?
No, actually, there's a...
Is there a stipulation?
From what I understand, I'm trying to think if you have to have Skype or not. I'm not really sure. We'll have to check into that. But I know that anybody can... anybody can join in. It's like open platform, so...
Like your bed.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
And free of charge.
Ooh, yes. Not free of charge. Mm-hmm.
This is dirty buy one, boy. Get one free.
Dirty girl.
Yes. I'm a dirty, dirty girl.
Dirty, dirty girl. Yes,
dirty. So, yeah, we can look at only bad thing right now, though. It's like these people need to get up with the 20th century and realize that Apple is the shit.
Right.
The Skype casting of being able to create one, so to speak, or moderate one, if you will, is only available for the Windows platform right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. They don't have one for Mac. But people who are on the Mac can get onto the Skype cast and listen to the show by going through, I think, the website. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or a link or something. I don't know. But
cool.
But it's like, okay, that sucks. Hello, the Apple is like the shit.
I think maybe I'm getting my shows fucked up because I think we have like three now packed up or something.
Let's see.
Is this the third one?
Yeah, this would be number three.
We're doing 42, 43 and 44 are done. So this is 45, right?
Correct.
So on the last show, apparently we have someone that wants to be an intern.
I know, right? They have been working their ass off.
For real. It's awesome.
Yes.
I don't want to ruin it because I think, well, at the end of the show, are you going to post the one that, did he send you his? The one that he did with you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you have it?
Yes.
So we can talk about it a little bit, right?
Yeah. That's some he's fucking crazy.
I love his interview techniques.
I know, right? Well, our listeners, you know, all of our avid listeners would like to know. It's like, no. You go, boy.
Like, wow, he has avid listeners and doesn't even have a podcast yet.
I know, right?
Must be nice.
How in the hell is he getting that?
We need. You know Californian's going to be like, his head's going to blow off.
Oh, my God. He's going to erupt. Sorry, but, you know, yes. Sometimes he can have that whiny voice, but, you know, we all can.
I mean, he's not so bad for a guy with a nasally thing going on.
Right, because, I mean, he was... his interview was actually kind of professional. It's like, okay, it was...
I like how you were just, like, over the top.
Right? I'm just, like, you know, too much of myself.
Why was your interview, like, 7 minutes longer than
mine? I don't know.
Have you heard the one that he did with me?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I was like, thanks, but no thanks.
Did you, like, pre-know that he was going to do
that? No, I had no idea. He just called me. And I was like, what are you doing?
I know, it was like a parent walking in on a child who's doing something and they stop and you're like, what were you doing? Or what are you doing?
I was like, I didn't know what to think. I was kind of like, is this for real or not?
Is he fucking with me or what?
But you just like topped it up. I loved it.
We are just too much of ourselves.
It's like, I heard you bitch slapped. That was a love tap.
Yes.
And he was like, superstar. I was like, podcast star.
Right, yes. Excuse me, get it right.
Oh. Robot, excuse me.
Don't you just love Skype?
It only does that every now and then. I don't understand.
I don't know, and I think I just think that's just a hiccup because there's like, well, I know one other show I listen to, it gets that robot, yeah, you know, and it's like I have to laugh.
It kind of sounds like a weed eater making a noise. Yeah,
exactly. But it's funny. Just cries.
It's like funny and junk.
So Miss Katz has got her new doggy.
What?
Yes.
She has what?
A new dog. Her and her mommy has a new dog.
Oh, a dog?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand because you were saying Doug.
Doug?
What kind of Doug is it?
It's... I don't know.
Oh my god, I know her cats are about to fucking die.
Oh, you should have seen them the last time she had a dog come into. It was like one of those pug style dogs.
Those dogs.
And the cats went like ballistic over this dog. She said that this one that she got last night was just ignoring the cats.
But I'm sure the cats were like,
get away from me, bitch.
All right. So was she adopted?
Kind of, yes. It was hanging around, and she, you know, her and Miss Animal Lover, she just couldn't let it just go off and not know that it has a home.
Right. So is it an outside dog or inside?
Can't tell. It's well behaved, that's for sure.
So you think maybe it used to be an inside dog?
Possibility, yeah.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
And speaking of animals.
Oh, no. Please don't go in there.
Well, I'm just gonna say I think it's disgusting. That's all.
And I can't remember. I mean, you were telling me about the video. Are you talking about the video?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen it because I'm afraid to look at it. It might give me nightmares.
I don't think you want to see it because it's very disturbing. I mean, it's just disgusting. But
what's it involve?
It just shows that not only do they use baby seals and foxes and stuff like that, but they also, over in Asia, they take cats and dogs and use it for fur.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and just the way that they do some of the stuff is just disgusting.
Do they boil them?
No, but one thing they do is, it's called anal electrocution, and it's disturbing of how they do it.
They electrocute the dogs and cats through their anuses?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think it's fox. Not the cats and dog. I think it's the fox in a certain area. I forget where it's at, but they take the foxes that they use for fur who live their lives in cages, and that's how they terminate them, is through anal electrocution. It's very disturbing. But if anybody out there who is against, you know, animal cruelty and the use of fur, if they would like to see the video, because Jay McCarroll from Project Runway, he's behind this to get all the design.
Oh, Jay?
Yes.
Wait a minute. The black guy?
No.
I don't know which one.
You know, Jay McCarroll, the...
The one that just won? I mean, I don't watch it, but... Jay, the big guy.
Yes, uh-huh.
The queen. Yes, yes.
The big queen.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The one, I think he was like the first year winner, I believe.
Yeah.
But he's, backing the thing of trying to get all designers and everything to quit using fur.
Well, that will never happen.
True.
So. As long as there's animals, there will always be fur used.
So if people out there who want to sign, there's also a petition that you can sign to, you know, let them know that you want to see the stop to this. If anybody would like to sign up for it, they can contact us through our email to sign up for it.
Well, I know, like, because I wear leather shoes,
mm-hmm.
and I know that that's probably bad to them.
Right.
But at least I hope that the leather or the skin that they're taking it from is an animal that they use, like, all parts of. You know what I'm saying? Like
right,
a cow
yes.
or something.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to know because I will have to, like, start being in a nudist colony. That's just like if I had to kill my own animal to eat,
right.
I would never eat it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, that's just not an option for me.
Right,
so.
Yes. And I've, I'm the type that, like, when it comes to weapons like guns and rifles and stuff, I like shooting them at targets. But mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, actually killing an animal, I mean...
It should be a bow and arrow like it used to fucking be.
Or a knife.
If you can't get it with that shit, then you don't need it.
That's right. I actually took, and this was, like, very disturbing, but the house that I used to own, one day I stepped outside to do something, and I happened to look on the ground, and there was this, like, aluminum foil pan, the one, mm-hmm. the temporary ones you can, like, one-time use ones.
Right.
It was sitting in my yard, and there was, like, a used baby diaper in it, and for whatever reason, a kitten.
Yes. Is it alive?
Well, it was in the stage of, like,
death,
but actually still trying to breathe.
Oh.
It was very disturbing, and I tried to, like, put it out of its misery of, you know, stop it from trying to still breathe.
You killed it?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, I could never do that.
I tried to, but when it started, like, moving and fighting, I couldn't do it. So,
oh my gosh.
It was like, ugh. So.
So what'd you do?
I just went back in the house, and then actually I kind of like looked outside a little bit later and it was gone.
So maybe it made it out?
Yeah, so. I was hoping so. And then I called what did they call it? The people with animal control. Because mm-hmm. someone told me that it's illegal now to bury a pet, you know, animal in your yard.
What?
That's what somebody told me. Huh. I don't know how true that is, but it's a rumor that I heard. So I called them and asked them about it, and they're just like, oh, just bury it in your yard. I'm like, well, isn't that illegal? And they're like, they couldn't answer.
Oh, they could. They just didn't want to get in trouble. Oh, they're like, yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Anyway.
They're like, yeah. You're going to have to get back to us on that.
Yeah, let us have a conference about that, discuss that with the board, and we'll get back with you.
Right. Oh god, that's funny.
Jesus.
So, what'd you do today? What's been going on this weekend?
Not too much. Went to a very, very, very small get together.
Oh, I heard that on your other show.
What's that?
On Gay Dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you guys talking about that you guys were going to an outing.
Yes, a little, very small cookout. I think there was like 10 people all together.
That's not bad. Who all was there? Do I know any of them?
You know, including myself and Miss Kathy,
mm-hmm.
four people that were there.
Who were the other two?
Jesse and John.
John
S.
John
S.
S. John S.
Yes.
I don't know who John S is.
He works at the same place.
Is it John O?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you knew him by that.
Is he back with his boyfriend?
What do you mean back with? He, from what I understand, he never left or broke up with. You talking about, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Why in the hell did his name just escape me?
I don't.
It starts with a J.
Jason.
No, George. Josh. Josh,
yes. I don't know. I was just asking. So.
Yeah, it was.
We don't want to start any gossip or anything. We don't do that.
Right, yeah.
Like, they listen anyway.
I know, right?
I wonder if they do listen. Any of them listen to our show?
Not really. The only one that I know of is our Nubian goddess, Miss Marilyn.
Is she still listening?
As far as I know, she is.
She's probably not.
Who knows?
We'll find out when we find out when she finds out we call her a bitch on this episode.
What? You gonna call her a bitch? Why?
Just so she can come back and see if we know if she's listening or not.
Okay. This is a test, bitch. But we love her. She is so beautiful. I would go lesbian much on her.
And she has, like, the prettiest teeth ever.
Oh, God, yes. She has a beautiful smile.
Mm-hmm. She has cute tatas, too.
Yes, she does.
They're, like, not too big, not too small.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have we been recording?
20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And yes, Miss, she gets to escape the prison.
She does?
Yes.
Yay! Where's she going? To nursing?
Yeah, she's finished up nursing.
Cool.
That's so cool.
Where's she going to work?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
When's her last day?
When is it?
You don't know a whole lot of anything, do you?
No, I just, like, hear bits and pieces of rumors. I mean, it's all rumors, so, you know.
Oh, really?
You know how that place is, the rumor mill. And the maternity ward.
Right. And the tuberculosis ward.
Mm. Oh, my God. I've never seen such a disgusting place.
Everybody is always sick there. I'm so glad I left there.
Oh, my God. It's just, and they keep it like a, you know, fucking morgue in there with the coldness.
I know, your nipples are always showing, aren't they?
Exactly. It's like, jeez, I'm going to have to, like, either get me a heater or take me an electric blanket or, you know, something. Start the me a fire.
The good thing about the job... fire. The good thing about the job I have now is they actually believe in, like, hand sanitizer everywhere.
Oh, really?
Wow. So you have it before you pick up your trays and your forks and stuff at lunch. You have it in the bathroom. I mean, you have it at your desk. They supply it to you.
Do they still have their little, your small signs up in the bathrooms?
Oh, no. They took that down.
Aw.
They went down as soon as I told somebody. I was like, are you guys aware of what sign is? <You know? laughs>
I love that sign. Your dick is small.
Might as well say that, huh?
It's like,
did I send that to you on the phone?
Yes. It's like,
I was like, this is a picture message, and Gina might get a little pissed off because, you know, you have to pay per use.
Oh.
But she has to see this.
Oh, that was just, I just love that. It's just like.
Did you show people at work?
I think I showed, like, a couple of people that. It was like, you're not that big, so quit pissing on the floor. You think you're huge, but you're not. Step closer.
Let me read what it said, because I don't know if I said anything to anybody on here, right?
I just love
it. I don't think I mentioned it. Let me read what it said. The sign said, and it was posted above the urinals, please stop urinating on our floor. It's apparently not as big as you think, so try standing closer.
Okay, one of us is going to have to email it to ourselves so we can put that on the show.
Oh, it's on my journal.
Okay.
I can email it to you or you can steal it from my journal. So that was great.
I know, that's just like, oh, geez.
I laughed so hard. I was standing at the urinal, and I almost peed on my leg. Which, in actuality, it wasn't people pissing on the floor. What it was is that they had fixed the urinal, but the water was coming out so hard that it was splashing on the floor.
Oh. So they had Niagara Falls coming down, and it was just spraying everywhere.
And it sounded like Niagara Falls, too.
And what's up with those big old gigantic, like, as tall as a man when it goes from, like, you know, from your, like, eye height down to the floor?
Are the urinals?
Yes.
We had those when I was in school.
It's like, okay.
It's like you can fit inside of it?
Yeah, you could just, like, stand inside of it. It's like, okay, why is this thing, why do we
Where did you see that at?
It's just, you know, some bathrooms you go in, it's like, mm-hmm. instead of having, like, just the one little small unit sitting on the wall, it's like the whole fucking wall.
Right.
It's like a...
And it's like inside the wall.
I know, it's like a piss wall.
That's
hot. It's almost like the military troughs that they have.
Have you ever been into a bathroom with a trough?
Yes, whenever I was in the service, I...
Oh, you were... What?
Yeah, in the National Guard, whenever I did my...
Back
training.
Up, hold up.
I was already
It is
girl.
Another secret that Gina has let out on the show. Not only was he married, but he was in the service.
Yes. Oh.
Do you miss the service?
No.
Do you miss all the men in the service?
Yes. The sights were wonderful.
Did you get to service any of the servicemen?
Oh, no, no. I was scared.
Oh, God.
I didn't want to get my ass whooped. There was some, like, very butch men there.
Uh-huh.
Some rough-looking men. Although, I did meet this fag in there, and, you know, me and him kind of got along, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, the only part I liked about my service was my trainings, my beginning trainings of my service.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they, at that point, and also the areas where they do, like, certain training throughout the year, it's not a full-time base, it's just so people can come train when they need to. They have mm-hmm. the troughs.
Mm-hmm. And you, like, and you're, like, the person at the end of the trough to catch all the piss in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. But what sucks is having to go into the showers because, I mean, the way
it's all open.
It's all open, and the way they generally have it is they have, like, a centerpiece.
A pole?
Yes, a center pole that actually
Not
has...
a centerpiece, Martha Stewart. Damn.
Well, whenever you see what's in the... standing in, you know, because they have, like, either four or five shower heads to where the men are, like, standing right beside each other, you know,
right.
in this little circle in the middle, and then they have them around the around the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got men's everywhere. And there's nothing to hide your body at all. It's like everything's out in the open, so it's like dick everywhere.
Awesome.
Yes, and then it's
I
like,
need to be in the service.
But it's like, you don't want to get caught, you know, looking around at the different dick, because, you know, then you can get your ass whooped. Or
well,
raped.
I know you sneak to pee. Oh, raped.
I tried to when I could, you know, make sure I'd, like, look at them and see if they had soapy eyes, you know, where they're, like, mm-hmm. washing their hair and their eyes are closed, and we look down at their dick and say, mm.
Did you ever get a hard-on?
No. Oh, shit, no.
No? Oh, I'd have to have one. Like,
not in the shower.
Because I'd be in trouble because... I love men in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they're hot.
My God.
It's hot.
Someone just messaged me and said that they're back. So, did we want to... wow, that's a great segue, huh?
What was that? Oh, our next appointment...
Yeah, our next appointment, the person's here for their appointment.
Okay, okay.
So where are we at?
Okay, we're at 27, so I would say...
Oh, that's pretty good.
Tell him, like, give us a few minutes to close or whatever.
Okay.
And then we'll just do, you know, the second one.
I didn't hear what you said because it sounded like...
a robot.
it sounded like the robot off of, what was it? The Danger Roger, Danger Roger. What was that?
Oh, Lost in Space.
Yeah. what did you say? Give it a few minutes and what?
Yeah, tell our possible intern that we're going to like close on this show, and then, you know, we'll start anew with him.
Okay, I did that already.
Okay. So.
Ew, I'm eating like gourmet jelly beans.
Uh-huh.
And I just totally stuck a gross one in my mouth.
It must have been licorice.
No, it's not licorice. It's like, it's blue with light blue.
Ew.
It's really grody. I think it's, ugh.
Earwax?
Yeah, earwax. You know which one's my favorite?
Which one?
I have two of them, the coffee ones.
Ooh, yeah.
And I love the popcorn ones. Have you ever had that?
Uh-uh.
They have a buttered popcorn jelly bean, and it's the bomb.
Oh, wow. Did you mm-hmm. like powdered popcorn?
Yep.
That's awesome. Powdered popcorn.
Oh, guess what's open, Gina? We have to go there.
What?
The Stone Cold Creamery.
Ooh, Creamery?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have to go there.
What is that?
What? It's only the greatest ice cream place in the world, besides Dairy Queen.
The Queen. Besides the Queen. And where would this place be?
It's this place that put your ice cream on this huge cold stone.
Ooh.
And they have like 500 flavors of like stuff you can mix in with the ice cream behind you. And they mix it in with these paddles. Oh, it's Ooh. So good.
Wow.
Maybe we should go podcast from there.
I know. Where might this place be?
In the new mall area.
Which new mall?
The only new mall we have.
You're talking about the new one down on Harden?
Harden, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so that's the new mall?
Yeah.
So the new mall is the old mall.
Right.
Okay.
The new mall is this one. I wasn't here when the new mall was built.
I love the new mall.
The new mall is the bomb.
Yeah, the Harden mall is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking awesome.
I like the fact that it's on a street called Harden.
I know. How do you like it, Harden? Harden fast.
You can go 65 on Harden.
I know. You can go really fast on Harden. Did you see that we have this new cafe place that does Krispy Kreme donuts on South Florida? What's it called?
Donut Palace?
No.
No?
It's the corner of, I believe it's South Florida and Lime. It's right there where the No Plug Intended Bank of America is.
Oh.
It used to
I
be.
I know where Bank of America is.
Okay, and then it's right across the
oh!
street.
Oh! And that building they built up?
It's a corner building that's right across from the old folk tower.
Right. And didn't they? They took like the brick off the side of it and stuff?
Maybe. It's one. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They did.
Yeah, it's like an upstairs and downstairs kind of thing.
Right, yeah, the thing it's been
that
like...
That is a cafe that has Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Did you see this thing at the MVA Awards?
No.
You can see
Did she play?
Yeah, this is No Plug Intended, but on MTV.com, you can go and watch her performance.
Oh, okay, cool.
But just to let you know, because whenever you go on to the first site and then you pick the Video Music Awards thing,
mm-hmm.
it opens a new window.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go back to the other one, the first one, and close it because it makes the video, like, really choppy.
Oh, okay, it's because very probably annoying. They're on PC.
Yes.
Well, I think we should end the show. This has been another great one.
Yes, it has.
As always.
Yes.
And I guess starting this Tuesday, we're going to have a Nip/Tuck update.
Yes, most definitely.
So we'll have to start being like creative and junk.
Right, yeah. Love
okay,
some Nip/Tuck.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Love me some Nip/Tuck.
How about before we do our next show that we kind of like reboot our computers?
Okay. Well, just three starters.
Come on. Okay, I wanna invite everyone to our website, www.foulmonkeys.com. Also, download from iTunes. Leave a review, because we haven't had a review in a while, and we're at 3.5 stars, and we want to be at 4.
And that's sad.
Yeah. I mean, we want to shoot for the moon and go for 5, but we're totally happy with 4.
And for you, for you people who say they don't like iTunes, check out the new iTunes. It's the shazit.
China, we're not getting paid by them.
You know, actually, if we got our license, a company license, what do you call it? Occupational license.
Mm-hmm.
We could get paid.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you. We'll talk about it later in our corporate
meeting.
Uh-oh,
don't tell me in our corporate meeting.
Yes.
When we have our board.
That's right, when we have our board conference meeting. Calls, you know, with the board. We are the board. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. You must listen to Foul Monkeys.
Right. You know what? I really want to tell people to go to our Frapper map and sign up.
Yeah.
Our kingdom map. And for some reason, some of the listeners signed onto my map instead of the Foul Monkey map.
Well, they just need to get their ass over to Foul Monkeys then.
I know, right?
And they should be lucky, because my ass, for some goddamn reason, has to go around my asshole just to get in to see the motherfucking map, where everybody else just clicks and doom, they're right there. Mine keeps up coming with some kind of fucking adult content shit. You have to log in. What the fuck? Nobody else has to. Why me?
So why should you?
Yeah, why should China? It's not fair.
Oh, China, we really have to commit to watching Nip Tuck on Tuesdays, though.
Oh, child, I'm there. Fuck. I love me some Nip Tuck.
Do you think we should record it right after? Oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do the live thing, right? So that means we have to take notes.
Yes.
Do you have TiVo?
Hell yeah.
You have TiVo?
Well, I don't have TiVo. I have cable DVR.
I guess if I paid for mine, I'd have that too.
Yeah, if you got, like, the package.
But I could probably get TiVo.
Yes. But you have to have a home phone line, though.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they've changed that. The last that I knew
that's
of.
That's kind of stupid.
Isn't it, though? And, you know, DirecTV is the same way. No plug intended.
Step with the program and get in with, like, 2006.
Yeah.
Everybody's on cable.
That's right. The internet. Hello, motherfuckers.
Goddamn.
Jesus. Let us get our programming via internet. Jesus.
Okay, we're going off and we really need to stop.
Okay, yes.
We have to work on that.
I know.
When we say we're stopping, we're stopping.
Yes. So, do all that shit. On our website.
And junk.
Yeah.
Bitch. And leave comments and email us and call us.
And for you people who download us from, like, other places other than our website and listen to it, if you ever see some, like, weird shit that doesn't look right, that's because we post pictures and you don't get them from the feed sometimes.
So, oh, really?
Yes, I'm finding that out. That kind of sucks.
Oh.
So if, you know, we got some few pictures on there, like the angel picture on there is on our website, and there's a few other things that people should come check out. Check it out.
Check out.
So.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Well, I guess we're out of here.
Yes, and we love you peoples.
We love our listeners.
Yes.
Go fuck yourselves.
That's
and
right.
Be good.
Fuck
you. Or fuck you.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Motherfuckers.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Can we do that in sign language?
Okay. Okay, we're out of here.
I totally saw that.
Hey, and now you're listening to the Roy Cup Show, episode 2 of the fake podcast. Alright, and we're going to call in our next interview here, Gina from Foul Monkeys. Of course, you may know the critically acclaimed Foul Monkeys show, and we're going to give her a call right now.
Hello.
Hello, Gina?
Yes.
Hi, this is Rui Cup from the Rui Cup Show.
That's sexy.
What's up? I'm not sure if you ever heard of the Rui Cup Show, but it's a upcoming slew of fake podcasts that are coming up, and we want to know if you would have you on one of our interviews, because we hear that you are one of the critically acclaimed hosts for the nationwide number one listen podcast, Foul Monkeys.
Of course, yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, I was asking your co-host. It seems that you've been doing this since April.
Oh yes, we've been working our ass off since April, bringing this wonderful, awesome show.
Right, and what are your feelings on how it developed from your first episode to now, from what I recently learned, your 40th episode?
Yes, well, we have, of course, wine, fine wine and everything. We, of course, have aged and become even better as we go along, and we'll continue to, be the hot big show that we are.
And
because we are,
right.
We're such big, huge stars.
Right. As I've been corrected by your co-host, you guys are podcast stars and not podcast divas, as I was previously told by other podcast terms.
Correct. There is a difference between, the star is a little bit higher up and is treated more respect than than the other. So yes, we are, most definitely.
Okay, so similar question. How has your life changed since becoming such, a big critically acclaimed podcast star as you are?
It's okay. I try not to be, too uppity, but, when you have so many fans, you have no other choice.
Right. And on your show, you seem to have a slew of many different characters on your show. You've actually had President Bush on your show before.
Yes, that big asshole, yes.
Yes, and may I not, may I not deprive my listeners from also knowing that you've also had Governor Schwarzenegger on your show as well.
Yes, he was delicious.
Okay.
Very delicious. I had a lot of fun with him and, showing him around my Hummer.
Mm.
He just loved my Hummer. Couldn't get enough.
Right. Well, that was, I have to say, one of the funniest episodes that I have heard of, me being a vast fan of Foul Monkeys.
Well, thank you so much.
I
love your show, too.
Thank you. Of course, not every podcast show is ever recorded without difficulties. I hear that you guys are competing against one of your self-created images on your website called Farty Girl.
Yes. She's like one of those, she's kind of like Frankenstein for us. We created her, or we thought we would use her as a tool, but she's actually come back to destroy us. It's very sad.
How do you feel about that? You your show is receiving more, your website is receiving more publicity, but not as much as your show, because a girl is farting on camera.
I know, it's like, we thought of some little humble video would help out, and people enjoying us, but she's actually come back to destroy us. All they want to see is her. It's all about her now. And it's really, starting to affect our show.
Right.
So,
well,
But we are stars. We will rise.
Well, also, if I may not deprive my listeners, also on the Foul Monkey show, aside from just you and Richard, there's also two other, if I may call them, co-hosts, Tina and Ariola.
The bitches.
Right. Ariola wouldn't currently be around there right now, would she?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Ariola. This is the Rui Cup Show, and I understand that you live with Gina.
The bitch.
Oh.
She's just, like, totally on my fucking nerves. I'm just, like, so upset with her. I hate her.
See, I don't understand how your living condition could be like that, But you should, you should learn from Gina. Gina is a big podcast star. Do you feel like you're on the same level as Gina?
Actually, if it was not for me, Gina would not be where she's at today. Okay?
Oh.
It's like, it was me who, I'm the one who, you know, put my life on hold, my career on hold, to support her. And what did she do to me? She stabbed me in the back, the bitch.
Hmm. Gina, what are your thoughts on you know, your roommate feeling these about you?
Well, you know, people were bitter. She got a hold of a bitter pill and has not spit it out. So, you know, fuck her. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't... Is this an adult show?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
Actually...
Sorry, I thought I was, you know, I'm so used to my show, or our show.
Right,
so.
Right. Actually, I have an email that just came in from a random listener to my show, even though this hasn't been posted yet. I don't know how that happened, but I've had a random listener just email me, and she has a question, because it's a she, and she wanted to know if you guys had an Apple store in Lakeland yet.
No. You know what? Apple needs to get out their ass and bring one. Because we are stars, and we deserve, since we love Apple so much,
mm-hmm.
we deserve an Apple store.
All right. Do you get stopped, well, you know, while walking around, let's say, an Apple store? I mean, do the Apple employees know who you are? Because I would be very shocked if they don't know who you are.
Well, when I go out in public, especially like a place like that, I always go in disguise because I don't want all the publicity because, you know, I love the Apple Store so much. I love my fans, don't get me wrong. I love our fans. But when I'm in the Apple Store, it's all about Apple. You know, I love the Apple. So when I go in there, I generally don't, you know, generally try to stay away from the fans.
Oh, well, I was on the Apple website the other day, and they had mentioned that they tried to hire you to do an Apple commercial for them, but you turned them down, fearing that it just might generate too much hype for Apple.
Yeah, I mean, because we are so popular, and, you know, they're making enough money as it is, and until they put a store here in our town, you know, I can't do that.
Okay.
It's just not right.
Right. I totally agree with you. Well, Gina and Ariola, I would like to thank both of you for being on our show.
Really, Cobb?
Yeah.
You're like so sexy. You're not like a fag too, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I am of the homosexual nature.
Fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gina, before I let you go,
yes.
One quick mm-hmm. question. This just faxed in right here, from another, you know, listener that, I don't know how we're getting listeners yet, but we just got this fax in saying, now that you've had Gaze OK on your show, you know, Gaze OK being your, you know, critically acclaimed number one listener,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about him possibly being a third on the show?
We've had history with Gaze. We've had some awesome three ways with him, so it's just kind of natural.
Alright, that's cool. And alright.
And it would be like you, you know, when we, you know, have another three way with you, it's just so natural.
Well, thank you.
So good.
Thank you, Gina. And
you're welcome.
And I hope that you will enjoy this podcast as soon as I, you know, publish it and print it out.
Yes,
and
I will definitely
send it to you. Hopefully, you'll like it and not charge me a, you know, $500 interview fee like some people.
I would never think about that, darling. It's 2000.
Okay.
I mean, 500 is just not enough. I'm sorry.
All right. Well
star.
Then. You are correct. Well, I'll be sure to definitely mail in that check to you at your P.O. Box, you know, through Foul Monkeys.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, is there anything you want to tell to our listeners before we end the show?
Yes, I love you, baby.
All right. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, sweetie.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And that was our guest, Gina, from the Foul Monkey Show, and I wish her and Richard Burton a critically acclaimed thank goodness for the creation of Foul Monkeys. And that would be our show. Thank you, and listen again, and hopefully we'll have more guests on the show. Maybe Gay's okay. Maybe other people. So until then, peace.